Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. How the heck are you? Fastest hour in radio begins, well, right now. So much to talk about. Again, so little time. The 1 hour flies right by. It truly does. Got a couple emails. I want to go to a couple emails. Like, love the email interaction. This one came in, from Edward. And it says, Mark, just got to enjoy yesterday's show off your website. Love the story about the new website from the Brady Bunch. Remember we were talking about the Brady campaign, Killer Toddlers, with Stephen Gutowski? Quoting, toddlers shot and killed more Americans than terrorists in 2015. I guess all those Americans killed by terrorists in Afghanistan and elsewhere that our military is don't count as Americans. It probably hasn't occurred to the Bradys that if it were not for those Americans over there, that the terrorists would be more active over here. Brilliant, succinct, concise thoughts from Edward. His everyday carry, he tells me, is a Beretta PX4 subcompact. Great gun, by the way. I bought the PX4 Storm, full size, the 9mm when it first came out. Loved the gun. I had a problem with it. Couldn't carry it as often as I would have liked to, simply because I couldn't find a holster for it at the time. It was very difficult to get my hands on a piece of leather or Kydex that was being made for the PX4 Storm at that time. And I love that gun. The action on that gun is actually second to none. Just as reliable as the day is long. It's like a rocking mechanism with the barrel and the slide. Hard to describe unless you can see it in action. But it was a wonderful gun, and I really dig it. And I'm glad that you carry that PX4. It's an incredibly reliable gun. Incredibly reliable. Actually, I think mine was the PX. I think it, when it first came out, I think it was in .40 caliber, if I'm not mistaken. So if you want to send me an email, it's been a long time since I had the gun. I've long traded that gun in. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Let me know what you thought about it, because I can't remember if it was a .40 or a .9. I think the first one that came out was a .40 caliber. Correct me if I'm wrong. I do apologize. And Edward, thank you for the email. Toddlers shot and killed more Americans than terrorists in 2015. If you go to the Brady Bunch website, toddlerskill.org, I mean, this is how low the anti-gunners are stooping in today's day and age. And particularly the Brady campaign, simply because I guess Bloomberg's not showing them any lovey-dovey, and they have to find a way to remain relevant. I mean, you know, even the kid from Virginia Tech, Colin Goddard, bolted on him and went over to Everytown for gun safety. I'll guess why. I bet he was chasing Bloomberg greenbacks. How much do you want to bet? How much would you want to bet on that? You know, that's just one of those observations that you can say, hey, that looks pretty obvious to me. Well, I digress. But Edward, I appreciate it. And a great carry gun, too, by the way. Next email. Hi, Mark. I just wanted to tell you a cool story. This past weekend, I got the distinct pleasure of helping and seeing my six-year-old son's eyes light up when he hit his first can with a BB. We went camping at his Cub Scouts Cubbery here in Macon. That would be Georgia. They had an archery, BB, and slingshot range where the kids could get exposed to these sports. After helping my son get a feel for the BB rifle for the first 6 to 7 shots, helping him get the stock in his shoulder and getting a straight picture, getting a sight picture, he hit his first can and then hit many more until he ran out of the 15 BBs the range loaded. I hit it, Daddy, I hit it. It was a 10 on the coolness factor scale, and I think a future gun owner and lover of the shooting sports was born. Thank you. I thought you might like this. Thanks for all you do, Josh. Josh, that's a great email. That's uplifting and exhilarating, and I get a lot of emails like that. It is a 10 on the coolness factor. My son was, I introduced them to both of my kids to firearms at about 3 and 4 years old. And I'll be honest, I've said it publicly here on the program many times over the years. My mother-in-law did not like that. She never grew up around guns. And she didn't like the fact that my children could literally reassemble a Glock. Now, their little hands weren't strong enough to do what they needed to do, but they knew where the pieces went. And, you know, I can remember taking my nephew when he was about 10 or 11 years old down in Naples, Florida, out to the outdoor sports range out there. That is no longer, unfortunately. That was a fun outdoor range. But before we went to the range, I would sit out back on the lanai, you know, Florida's version of a porch, back porch. And I would break down the firearms, and I would go through the firearms with my nephew, and I would teach him, at the request of his father, my brother-in-law, everything about the firearm. And I would not take him to the range until I felt he was comfortable, until I could see that he was comfortable, I knew, as the adult and the responsible gun owner, that he was comfortable with the firearm that he would be shooting when we got him on the range, and the gun was hot. And his eyes lit up like a champ. That was before my kids were born. Gun owner was born. Just like you, Josh, just like you. My nephew is now a gun owner. And he's a lot older than 10 or 11 years old now, up in his mid-20s, late 20s. And that's the fun, and it's exhilarating. And it's great to see. But boy, the learning experience of that for the child, twofold. There's the fun factor for the child, because all children are curious about guns. Even children of Democrats who hate guns are curious about guns, because they see them everywhere. They see them on TV, see them in cartoons. Of course, I haven't watched a cartoon in a while. I guess cartoons are a little bit different nowadays. Dora the Explorer certainly doesn't have guns. She should, with all that traveling she does. You know, she gets out and about. When she's out searching for that map, somebody ought to be armed. I'll get emails about that. I can promise if I do, I'll read it to you. But all kids are curious about guns. That's my point. And you know that. If you have children, it is your responsibility. Even if you don't think your kids are curious about guns, you'd better have that conversation with them. Because guess what? Their friends are. And their parents are more than likely gun owners. And you want your child to have that knowledge. We do discuss this here. I tell the story of my neighbor all the time. Are you teaching your kids about guns and gun safety? Real gun safety. Gun safety, education, not the garbage you hear from the left, every town for gun safety. It's not about gun safety to them, of course, is code word for gun control. That's not what we're talking about. But real gun safety, real Americans. So the things that real people talk about over their dinner table, not a bunch of political hacks sucking off of Bloomberg's huge wallet. And he says, well, you know, I don't have guns in my house, man. I don't really need to worry about that. At which point I reminded him, yeah, you do. Because your kids are over here all the time, and I do have guns in my house. And you can feel safe about my guns in my house, but they have guns, and they have guns, and they have guns, and they have guns, and they have guns. And maybe you can't feel safe. You need to educate your children. So it's really uplifting to get an email like that. And that was a BB rifle. And I can promise Josh, you're probably listening, I can promise you that you will graduate to plinking with the 22, a little cricket rifle. I've got one in my safe. In fact, I've got a couple of them, different versions of it. The little single-shot, bolt-action 22 long rifles are wonderful guns for kids. Wonderful guns for kids. And for you, they are a tremendous amount of fun to fire and to shoot with. Great for plinking. You'll graduate into that. And guess what? That child will now understand the power of that gun. Because, see, you've given him a taste of the shooting sports now. At a great age. He'll carry that with him the rest of his life. He'll remember that. The rest of his life, even though he's only 6 years old now, that's something he'll remember. What great times with your child. How much fun was that? I hit it, Daddy. I hit it. Think about the child's eyes lighting up. Of course, it's exhilarating, even for the six-year-old. It's in us. It's in our DNA as human beings. And as the parent, it's quite thrilling. And it can be intimidating if you don't know how to do these things. We do. And if you have questions about this, please, please, I beg you, send me an email. I'll direct you somewhere where you need to go based on what it is you tell me you want to do. mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. These are wonderful times to have with your children and your family. It's a great experience growing up. And you are now instilling safety and education in that child so that that child grows up to become, like you, a law-abiding, responsible gun owner. And that's powerful. And it's great family fun. Oh my gosh, the family that has fun with guns. There are millions of you. You are not alone. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this. I've got all kinds of stories to cover with you. Hopefully, we get to all of them. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, you know, that whole kids thing and guns is wonderful. I really like that. I loved getting that email and emails similar to that because I remember my own child's eyes lighting up. I got him at about six when he first learned how to fire guns. Of course, we started him off with the 22s and the little crickets, and it's just so much fun. So if you have kids and they're showing an interest, you know, I remember Kathy Jackson, former editor, original editor at Concealed Carry Magazine a number of years ago, and also my co-author on my first book, Lessons from Armed America. I will be telling you a little bit about that in just a few moments, too. But I remember Kathy saying a number of years ago, I stop everything, no matter what I'm doing. It makes no difference if one of my children has a question about firearms or asks me anything about firearms or guns. I stop what I'm doing. And I answer that curiosity. And that's just absolutely vital that you do that. Never say, oh, we'll talk about that later. I'm busy. You're not too busy to talk about that. Make that a point that you are never too busy to talk about firearms with your children, whether you're a gun owner or not. You don't want your child in a position that has never been discussed in your home before, and at the mercy of another child whose parents might not have given them the education that you've given your children. Your child must know. And these aren't things you hear Every Town for Gun Safety talk about, or the Brady campaign to lie about your guns. These aren't the things they talk about because they're not concerned with gun safety. We are. I am. You are. They're not. They're political hacks using gun safety as a tool to push an agenda to come after your guns because they don't like guns. You're smarter than they are. That was a great email. I enjoyed getting that email. Thank you for sending that, Josh. Mel Gibson, man. Mel Gibson's back in the news. This guy gets himself in all kinds of trouble, comes back roaring back about 10, 12 years later like a lion. I guess he's up for an Academy Award or something. Whoop-dee-doo. Couldn't care less. But there's a headline out today. Mel Gibson talks gun control in the potholes of fame. I guess his new movie's called Hacksaw Ridge. It's kind of a corny-sounding name, isn't it? Hacksaw Ridge. But it is a true story. I am interested in seeing it. Conscientious objector type thing. True story about a World War II medic who refused to carry a firearm in battle, believe it or not. Wound up saving a lot of lives, won a Congressional Medal of Honor. So it's going to be a great story. I'm looking forward to seeing that from that perspective. And he was talking with Fox News, I guess, about during a question-answer session about the movie. And because guns, the protagonist in the story, didn't want to carry a firearm even in battle, in war. And Mel was asked his position today because of quote-unquote from the piece, it's an issue facing our country. So he was asked about gun control. Because isn't that interesting the way they always phrase that? It has to be phrased about gun control, right? I guess they can't find another way to phrase the question. It's always, and this is how you got to take the language back. That's how we have to take the language back. That's why I said yesterday, and I'm not going to go off in a different direction. I easily could right now, but I won't, I promise. This is what I was talking about yesterday. Are we partly responsible for where we are? Yeah, you bet you will. You got to be honest with yourself. We definitely are responsible in large part to where we've allowed this to happen. We've allowed the left to take over the language. Now what do we have to do? We have to play defense because they're using it against us. And then when we get onto it and fix it, they change the verbiage. Gun control becomes gun safety and so forth. So we really have to stay up on this. But Mel was asked about it,
And he said, well, I understand where it comes from, the right to bear arms, because the revolution and that stuff and tyranny and the right to defend yourself. And I still agree with that. But what do you know when you hear the word but? It's kind of out of balance at the moment. He continued, something has to be done in order to stop some of the heinous violence that has occurred, just like sporadically and shockingly. So I don't know, he didn't elaborate, I don't know what he means by something has to be done, but that he agrees with the right to bear arms, that kind of stuff, and tyranny. And frankly, I don't really give a hoot what Mel Gibson thinks personally, but here's why I want to talk to you about it. Because guess what? Millions of other people do. Millions of other people follow this stuff. And you heard Dinesh D'Souza on the program yesterday. Wasn't he brilliant, by the way? My gosh, I could have kept him. Whoo, could have begged for an extra hour. And we'll do that. He's a fan of the show. He's a wonderful interview. But he mentioned yesterday about how we've lost. And when I asked him that question that I just asked you, are we partly responsible for this? And he answered it honestly. And basically he gave me a yes and no response. Yes, we are, because we've allowed certain parts of our culture to be infiltrated. And he specifically referred to Hollywood and schools and our journalism, etc. And as sad it is, as it is, people follow this tabloid stuff. When was the last time you were in a grocery store checkout line, for crying out loud? It's all over the place. And people listen to what these people think. I don't care what Mel Gibson thinks, but he's out there talking about it. And, of course, he's making a movie about Hacksaw Ridge, and there's guns in all of his movies, and The Patriot, great movie with Mel Gibson, by the way. I've referred people back to that movie. If they ever want to know what the militia is, go watch the scene in Mel Gibson's movie, The Patriot, where Heath Ledger, his son, comes to the church to muster the militia, which is who? The men in the church, the community, who went to the church with their guns, because that's what American history is. So we take this stuff back by talking about it and answering it when it gets out there. What did he mean? Well, I understand where it comes from, the right to bear arms, because the revolution and that stuff and tyranny and the right to defend yourself, and I still agree with that. But it's kind of out of balance at the moment. So let's break that down. It's not out. There's nothing out of balance. This country is safer today with tens upon tens upon tens upon tens of millions of lawfully owned firearms in the hands of well over 150 million Americans. And it is widely agreed by both sides that there are more firearms than there are humans in America. I think the number they give you is low. I think it's much higher than they tell you it is. There's nothing out of balance. That's a great balance. Gun ownership at record highs, crime dropping to record lows. There's nothing out of balance there. That's indicative of someone who's answering and trying to make himself sound politically correct, I think, to the asker of the question. But I may be wrong. You can do it for yourself. More to talk about when we come back. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues to roll on. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, before we get cracking again, I want to let you know I'll have the information on the Gun A Day giveaway coming up at the beginning of the next segment. But before I do that, you can check it out for yourself at usccaonair.com. You have 7 hours plus to get at it. All you have to do is activate a membership, one of 3 self-defense shields. Silver, gold, or platinum. I have the platinum. You hear me say it every day. 1.125 million in coverage. I carry a gun with me everywhere I go. I have a Glock 43 in a pocket right now. A little small pocket holster. Had a Glock 17 on me earlier today when I was out and about and heading to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. That gun sits right here in the studio with me. You need the insurance. It's that simple. If you carry a firearm, God forbid you have to use that firearm. The odds are in your favor. You're probably not going to have to use that firearm. But if you do, you want to make sure you're covered. You're going to have to make 100 different decisions in a split second. And you're going to have to deal with the aftermath. And you want the cushion that the self-defense shield provides you. All of the information is there for you at usccaonair.com. Go check it out. Take a look at the three different levels of insurance. There's one for every budget, no matter who you are. And get yourself entered in the Gun A Day giveaway by activating that membership. You have until the end of the month, and it's coming up quick, isn't it? Man, oh man. Election looming after that, too. Also, I've just gotten notice that I have 30 pairs of my two books. 30 pairs. I have 60 books coming. 30 of each. Armed Americans, or Lessons from Armed America with Kathy Jackson, and Lessons from Unarmed America with Rob Pincus. If you are interested in getting a signed copy, they are going to go quickly. I have them. They make great Christmas gifts. Holidays are coming up. If you want signed copies, can save you a few bucks off of the retail price, and you get it signed. And you get it signed. Just shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Save you a few bucks off of retail and get you the signed copy. I'll sign both of them for you. If you're interested, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I'll send you the information where you can pick up the book, and I will sign them and ship them myself to you directly from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, okay? mark@armedamericanradio.org. The books are Lessons from Armed America with Kathy Jackson and Lessons from Unarmed America with Rob Pincus. Masad Ayoub wrote the foreword for the first book, and the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, wrote the foreword for the second book with Rob Pincus. So make sure to check it out. If you're interested, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Okay, Mel Gibson, I want to close out with him real fast. Because he said, quote, "While I understand where it comes from, the right to bear arms, because the revolution and that stuff and tyranny and the right to defend yourself, and I still agree with that, but it's kind of out of balance at the moment. Something has to be done in order to stop some of the heinous violence that has occurred, just like sporadically and shockingly." And when he was asked how to solve that problem, he said, quote, "I don't know what the answer to that is. It's going to take someone smarter than me to figure that out." Well, I guess I'm smarter than him because I do know what the answer is. It's called lock up the criminals. This is not a law-abiding American problem. I just gave you the numbers. There are more guns in America than people in the hands of law-abiding Americans. Over 150 million, that's my number. They'll tell you, oh, it's in 110 million. They don't know crap. It's probably closer to 200 million. It might even be higher. Remember, they don't know crap. There are hundreds of millions of guns in America in the hands of hundreds of millions of good law-abiding citizens. If their fear-mongering tactics were correct, America would be incredibly violent place, and it's not. They just like to tell you that. They portray America that way. Less than four homicides per 100,000 people by gun in America every year. We don't even crack the top 10 in countries around the world. Stop believing the lies. America would be an absolute bloodbath if what they were telling you was true. And Mel Gibson, there's your answer right there. So I guess I'm smarter than you. Because nothing's out of balance. Highest rate of gun ownership in American history. Lowest gun murder rate in decades in America. That's not coming from Mark. I'm just simply giving you the FBI numbers. I think it was 8,140 out of 11,000. They tell you 33,000. That's because those liars and charlatans are lumping in suicides to inflate numbers. Those remind you again, sounds kind of harsh, but those people would suck on a tailpipe. People find ways to kill themselves. Doesn't matter if they have a gun in their hand. Somebody wants to kill themselves, they're going to do it. They're going to cut their wrists, jump off a bridge, hang themselves, bang their head into a wall, sit in an automobile. Makes no difference. Don't believe the lie. Mel, it's real simple. It's called crime control. It's called crime control. But something tells me he knows that. I think he just doesn't want to answer those politically correct questions. Because, well, you know, he's had a little bit of trouble with the press over the last few years. So we'll give him a break. There's a piece about, this jumped out at me more for the way the media was writing about it than the story itself. And then when I saw it was an AP piece, well, that pretty much answered all my questions. There is a story circulating about a guy, California man, Agoura Hills. And this from KTLA 5 in California yesterday. The headline is Agoura Hills man arrested after threatening calls to Islamic Center had many firearms, colon, LAPD. So here you got this 40-year-old kook who called a Muslim center somewhere in California a couple times with some very vulgar language and death threats. When the police got to his home to investigate, what did they find? What do they always find? They found an arsenal, didn't they? Of course they did. They found an arsenal. Now, what is an arsenal? Well, let me put it this way. They found fewer guns in his house than there are in my house. So I don't know what I have. He would have had one gun, a BB gun, and a pistol, and they would have called it an arsenal, right? How many times have we talked about this? Of course, that's what they do. That's what the media does. They gin stuff up. They make stuff up. They create. They create stories. They're just making it up. But an arsenal to a gun-hating journalist, if you can call them that anymore, I think they're out of the bag now. They got big problems. Different story, different show. Media and journalists I'm talking about. No such thing in America anymore. Not a noble profession anymore. Sorry, hate to tell you. Okay? But a large arsenal was found in his home, they said. So the guy was arrested last week. Well, what was his arsenal? Quote from KTLA said, a search of his home turned up multiple rifles, shotguns, handguns, several modified high-capacity magazines. I have no idea what a modified high-capacity magazine is. And thousands of rounds of ammunition. Some were registered to him, some were not. Now, it's interesting because Fox News picked up that piece. And they titled, well, inside the piece, I'm going to give you the exact verbiage here. Let me see if I can find this. Let's just say they found 250 pounds of ammunition. Have you ever heard the media phrase ammunition in weight? I don't think I have. So that jumped out at me. 250 pounds of ammunition. So I did some math. 40 caliber comes out in 100 rounds. When you break down the weight, it comes out to about 7,000 rounds of ammunition. They never did give an exact number. But you can carry 11 pounds with you on an airline if you travel in your checked bag with it. When we come back, I'll give you the Fox News piece and tell you how Fox took it from the AP and couched it in terms of pounds. And I wonder why they did that. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today. today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, back on that story from the AP that Fox picked up and kind of doctored it a little bit. It says when police served a search warrant at Feagan's home last week, they found at least nine guns and 250 pounds of ammunition. Now, I thought that was interesting because I have never heard anyone in the media refer to ammunition in terms of weight. Maybe I'm wrong, but I haven't seen it. It's usually hundreds of rounds, as if that's a lot, spoken by the person who has no clue that ammo is sold usually in 100-round boxes and has absolutely no earthly idea how many boxes of ammo one can go to when they spend a day shooting. Dozens. It's easy to go through hundreds of rounds of ammunition when you have various firearms, a number of people, and you're out for the day. It's easy to do. But they make it evil. It's hundreds of rounds. Trust me, I have a lot more than hundreds of rounds. And there's nothing illegal about having hundreds of rounds. Anybody who likes to shoot has hundreds of rounds. Now, I'm not saying this guy didn't have any ill intentions. He clearly did, allegedly. That's not the point of the story. The point of why I'm telling you this is the way the media phrases this. So I've never heard it phrased that way. But then, I guess I got a little bit of insight into the individual that wrote the story for Fox, because it said some of the weapons are registered to Feagan, while some are registered to others, Feagan said, adding that some of the ammunition clips had been modified to shoot at high capacities. So there's your answer right there. Some of the ammunition clips had been modified to shoot at high capacity, whatever the hell that means, okay? There's your journalist who apparently doesn't know how to research the story. And I'm not going to give him any assistance here. Deal with it. They just continue to throw this stuff at you. So there was 250 pounds of ammunition, a big arsenal, And again, it has nothing to do with this guy's bad intentions or him committing a crime that he committed, and that's why he got arrested and why they were there. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this in terms of how the media phrases this stuff. Just amazing. Just amazing. And you haven't seen the beginning of it yet. You haven't seen the beginning. Over the next couple weeks, is going to get worse and worse and worse. 13 days, by the way. Radical gun control groups came out and endorsed Hillary Clinton. You see this? They made it official. A coalition of gun violence prevention groups. Listen to the political correctness. Listen to the lies in the way they describe themselves. A coalition of gun violence prevention groups. That means gun control groups. Endorsed Hillary Clinton for president and Tim Kaine for the vice president of the United States of America. Well, of course they do. Boy, there's a big shocker. October 25th, immediate release. A press release. Newtown Action Alliance. Take a listen to them. Sandy Hook, Newtown Action Alliance. States United to Prevent Gun Violence Action Fund. Ammo Artist Against Gun Violence. No idea who they are. Ceasefire Pennsylvania, Children's Firearm Safety Alliance. Colorado Ceasefire Legislative Action. The Connecticut Effect. The Enough Campaign. Greenwich Council Against Gun Violence. Gun Control Today. There's somebody that's honest anyway, right? Newcastle Promise. New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, Northwest Corner Committee for Gun Violence Prevention, Pride Fund to End Gun Violence, Rabbis Against Gun Violence, Reston Herndon Alliance to End Gun Violence, and Stop Handgun Violence Foundation proudly endorse Hillary Clinton for president and Tim Kaine for vice president of the United States of America. Now, I tell you this not because it shocks you. You already know that. That's not the point of the story. There isn't a gun control group out there that won't support Hillary Clinton. What party wants my guns? The Democrat Party. Sorry, Democrat gun owners. It's just the way it is. You have to deal with that. You have to reconcile that when you go night-night. Not me. You do. And I tell you that because over the last couple days, I've mentioned to you the outrageous bill, Michigan HB 5996, that desires to make you a felon for the property you currently own because they don't like it. And the bill gives them the leeway to determine whatever they want to determine is an assault weapon in their own mind. And it specifically calls out any pistol or rifle that can hold a detachable magazine. That pretty much covers you, doesn't it? Covers pretty much everything but what? A revolver. And they will soon get to that. And again, the larger point being they've never met a gun control bill that they don't love. Hillary Clinton didn't look at the Michigan. I haven't heard her say anything. I haven't heard any of these groups go, well, because they all say they support the Second Amendment, but common sense regulation can coincide with the right of Americans to bear arms. No, not in their mind it can't. That's another lie. Want evidence of that? Read Michigan HB 5996. There's no one of them saying, oh, that goes too far. Because it doesn't go too far. How far will they go? See if you remember this. Do you happen to remember back in March of 2013, I do because we joked about it and laughed about it here on this program. While it's funny in the context of what I'm about to tell you because of its dopiness and its un-Americanism and its unconstitutionalityism, it isn't funny in the sense of what I just told you about HB Michigan, HB 5996. These people have never met a loopy idea that they haven't embraced. See if you remember this. Florida bill requiring anger management courses for bullet buyers. Do you remember this in March of 2013? I talked about it on the Armed American Radio Network Monster broadcast before this program. That was a story of a Florida legislature. Her name, Florida State Senator Audrey Gibson of Jacksonville, Duval County, requiring, now get this, she filed a bill. Of course, it didn't go anywhere, but that's not the point. This is the stuff you got to get used to. God forbid, a Clinton administration, this stuff's going to be coming at you like crazy. But she filed a bill to require a 3-day waiting period for the sale of any firearm and the sale of ammunition to anyone who has not completed anger management courses. And it would have required ammo buyers to take anger management classes every 10 years. You got to get your little anger management ammo buying card from this dope. Hilarious? Yes. Ooh, but not really, right? Because she was serious. And under the right conditions, what's going to work its way through the legislative process? Have you seen what's going on in California lately? I have about 40 seconds and I can't go into it with you right now because we always run out of time. Because we can't get to everything in 1 hour. That's why it's the Daily Defense. We can talk about it tomorrow. Anger management courses. To buy ammunition. It is one thing after another with these un-American, gun-grabbing freedom haters. Every single, not one of it denounced by Hillary Clinton, by the way. Not one of them. They've never met one of these nutso, crazy, unconstitutional, un-American plans that they haven't fully embraced. 13 days and counting. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Network Daily Defense. Hope you had a great time today. I did. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. For gosh sakes, never find yourself in a gun-free zone. We're going to get up and do it all again tomorrow. We're going to out them. Every minute we have.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.